Imagine a museum that you can access with the click of a mouse. That's what Kelly McHugh envisions for the legacy of Kahoʻolawe.
Kind of an online searchable engine where folks can access properly archived scans of these documents and images, and really it's up to the community what they're going to see.
She's with the Kahoʻolawe Island Reserve Commission, the state agency in charge of overseeing the land. The group has collected more than 10,000 artifacts from the island, some dating back to the 1800s. They include photographs documenting everything from cultural sites and restoration efforts to Kahoʻolawe's early ranching days. The small island off Maui was used as a military bombing range for more than 50 years, until those drills were halted in 1990. Cleanup efforts remain incomplete, and parts of Kahoʻolawe are still not accessible to visitors. McHugh says the virtual museum pilot program grew out of a need to preserve this history.
In order to do that, we need to really be educating Hawaii and enabling access to Hawaii about these really rich resources that Kahoʻolawe holds for them so that it's living on in the hearts and minds of our public.
With the help of a $50,000 federal grant, the commission has started reaching out to the community to see what images the museum should include. They hope to narrow down their search by September. Molly Solomon for HPR News.